Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Andre coming from Richmond Heights, Ohio. Thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Giving honor in God, giving honor and praise to God as I stand, who is the head of my life, to my wife, to my bishop, Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the pastors, ministers, deacons, saints of God, all the prayer leads on the line, all the new people that are joining us today. We welcome you. In the name of Jesus, we welcome you, especially those that may be coming back, that have been away for a while. We welcome you back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're going to get started. Our first prayer lead is our own Sister Rachel. Sister Rachel, are you there?
Praise God, brother. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Go right ahead and let God use you.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's such a pleasure to pray with you again this morning. And my prayer prompt is coming out of the book of Psalms. It's 138, verse 7. And I'm going to read it in the New King James Version. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. Let's pray today about an ever-present, ever-saving, ever-reviving, mindful God. Lord, we just thank you and praise you that you're ever-present. Lord, you're always with us, watching carefully over your flock. We thank you and praise you for that. Lord, we thank you that as your sheep, we can rest peacefully. Like the other Psalm says in 23, you make us to lie down in green pastures. The sheep are always comfortable and content in the pasture because they know they have a good shepherd watching over them. Jesus, we thank you that you are ever present watching over us, that you're watching for the wolves. You're watching for the little foxes that tear up the vineyard. You're watching over us well. In one hand, you have a mighty hand to save, protect, guide us. And in the other, you are strengthening us, loving us, reviving us, healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we serve such a balanced God. Different times throughout theology, Lord God, has given us misconceptions of who you are. We tear down those strongholds in our mind. And we replace them in the name of Jesus with the perfect perfection that you are, the perfect picture that you are. So loving, so holy. So glorious, so wonderful, mighty to save. You are an awesome God. And Lord Jesus, as we fix our eyes on you today, we just thank you and praise you for the opportunity to just revel in your glory. We thank you and praise you for the beautiful Savior that you are. We oftentimes think about what a mighty God you are. And we think about your just judgment, Lord God, on all things unrighteous, unholy, Lord God, or the indiscretions and the sin of this world. We think about you as the creator and master of the universe, of all things, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. But Lord Jesus, I pray that we take time to rest in who you are, our Father, our Savior, our beautiful bridegroom, the one who loves us endlessly, the one who left the rest to come capture us when we were lost in the darkness, to rescue us, to revive us, like the psalm says, to restore us, to reconcile us back into right relationship with you. May we never forget your tender heart towards us. May we find acceptance and peace and adequacy, strength, confidence, boldness in our identity in you, Christ Jesus. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you loved us so much. You saw fit to die for us. You saw fit to die for us. We all know a man who loved us so much that he died for us. No greater love than to lay down your life for a friend. You call us friend, Jesus. I just want us to take a moment and meditate on that. That the Most High God, Almighty Yeshua, the beginning and the end, the great I Am, laid down his life for us. There's no greater love. And we just take this time this morning as we start this day off, as I'm the first prayer lead, as we move our minds and hearts into prayer, we take this time to meditate on how greatly loved we truly are. That changes everything. When we look at life through the lens of the love that you have for us, Jesus, when we look at life through the lens of love that you have for others around us, Lord Jesus, you died for those who aren't even saved yet. They haven't even accepted and received the gift that you paid for with your life. The blood-bought gift of salvation, of reconciliation, of restoration. You paid the most expensive price for it. We love you and we honor you. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our lives. You're worthy of our worship. Let our lives be a beautiful act of worship to honor you. Because of what you've done, because of who you are, your hand against the wrath of our enemies that's mighty to save, and your right hand that saves and loves us, your hand that revives us, it says, as you stretch forth your hand against all evil that comes up against your people. And in the other hand, you hold us and you love us. You keep that hand open for those who have not found you yet. Lord God, I pray that we would work in partnership with you, that we would extend that gift of love, salvation, acceptance, restoration, and reconciliation to the others that are lost, broken, hurt in this world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for fulfilling your mandate in Isaiah 61, that you have bind up our broken hearts, that you have set us free. And that you have shared your good news with us. Help us to do the same as we reflect and meditate on who you are and how loved we are. Holy Spirit, increase, fan the flame in our hearts, Lord God, to share it with the world. As we stand in awe and in worship of you for all that you've done and how greatly we are loved, may the overflow of that pour out on those around us. May we be so brightly shining with your love and glory that others look at us and say, what is that on you? And want to know you too, Jesus. Lord, I thank you and praise you that you desire to love us so much that it overflows to those around us. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us become the mature ministers that we're called to be. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the strengthening and the equipping from our leadership to do it. Help us, Lord Jesus, to pick up our cross and follow you, to expand your kingdom, to share the love of a Father, the grace of a Savior, and the power of the Holy Spirit. What a privilege to be sons and daughters of God. Thank you, Jesus, that you paid with your life to bring us in. And now we co-reign with Christ Jesus. And it's not even anything we have to work for or strive for. It's not done out of religious duty. It's not done, Lord Jesus, thank you, God, out of legalism. It's not something we can perform our way into or tithe our way into. Lord God, we thank you. Those are all acts of worship that we give unto you because of this scripture it says right here, because you're mighty to save and you're faithful to love. And we honor you with our lives because you are worthy of what you ask for. Worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Jesus. You are worthy of what you ask for. You gave everything for us. We give it all back to you. We thank you and praise you. I'm just in awe of you. I love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise you. How lost, how broken, how scattered, how devastated we would be without you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give our thanks and praise this morning as we start this day. Thank you that you are mighty to save and faithful to love. Your love never fails. What mercy, like Bishop taught us. Such a beautiful message. I'll never forget it. Mercy is the steadfast love of Jesus. It never leaves. It never fails. It always catches us before we strike our foot. God, you are so good. You're so good. We start this day in praise, in thanksgiving, and in awe of you. We are in awe of you, Lord Jesus. You're so wonderful and so holy. Lord, we pray for those who have not had the opportunity to get to know you, to move into a deeper, more intimate relationship with you, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would create opportunities for them to encounter us so that we can share, that we would be equipped and ready. Your word and your love and your light would just pour out of us so that they would have a divine encounter that draws them in. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would create opportunities for us to minister to more of your people, and that we would be mature and accept responsibility and step into the things that you have called us to. This is the gospel. Salvation is just the start. We know that, Lord Jesus, because we are mature believers. We have a right and we have a responsibility, like we've been taught, to share this salvation and this love, this new life with others. I pray that you would light, fan the flame, Holy Spirit. Fan the flame, that we would become the Acts chapter 2 church, that we would share this. We're living in a world that's lost and broken and devastated. And sometimes we're so focused on ourselves. Lord God, forgive us. And it's a lot in our lives we have to manage and deal with. But never let it be over-consuming, Lord God, where we miss the opportunity to share something about you with someone else. We thank you and praise you that you have entrusted us to do so. I pray, Lord God, for the people that need your mighty hand to raise up. I pray it for them and strike their enemies, whatever it may be. Poverty, sickness, illness, devastation, destitution, all of those things in our lives must bow to the authority of Jesus. We have to come down to the authority of Jesus. I pray it over us. And Lord God, in the areas in our life where we need your tender hand, your healing, your love, your acceptance, your peace, your rest. We're just 15 days into this year. We're watching half the world burn and half of it freeze. But we take heart because you, Jesus, have overcome the world and you hold us in the palm of your hand. And we trust you. Help us to rest in that knowing that we are enfolded, we are enveloped in you, Christ Jesus, in God. Help us to remind others that that's where we rest too. We thank you and praise you. Remind us when we need it, Lord God. And on one hand, you are holding up a standard for us. And in the other hand, you are holding us. According to this psalm, it says so. We thank you and praise you. That's such blessed assurance. May we accept and receive it. Thank you, Lord God, for your peace and your assurance. I pray for anyone, Lord God, that needs your peace and your assurance. I pray that your presence would rest heavy on them today, that they would be reminded, that they would turn their face and their eyes and fix them on you, and that the cares of this world would just grow strange. They'd just go away because their eyes are on you, and you are more than enough. You're more than enough, Jesus. We thank you and praise you for it. I pray a prayer of peace over your people today. Rest and replenishment. Strength and endurance. May we run our race well. With the blessed assurance of you, Jesus. I thank you and praise you. Amen. Amen. At this time, I turn it back over to our prayer host, Brother Andre. Thank you.
Amen, Sister Rachel. Thank you. Thank you for your awesome prayer this morning. Wow, you hosting, you leading prayer. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you in such a mighty way. Thank you, Jesus. You said mighty to save and faithful to love. Thank you, Lord. I glean so much when we're praying. I think glean so much from your prayers while we're praying. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, y'all. If anyone's interested in becoming a prayer lead or a host, we are looking for prayer leads and hosts. We welcome you. Come on and try your hand in leading our prayer or hosting the prayer line. You can call the church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. And leave a message, and Pastor Lenore or someone will get back with you and get you set up to be a host or a prayer line in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to introduce our next prayer lead, our own Sister Cynthia. Are you there?
Yes.
Amen. Go right ahead and let God use you this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, saints. My word today is coming out of the book of James, the first chapter, starting at the second verse, saying, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you this morning. We give you glory and we give you honor, God, for truly you're worthy to be praised. Lord, you said, God, you said that when we're falling into diverse temptations, but we got to let our faith work patient. We have to be able to stand, God, in the midst of the temptation, knowing, God, that by our faith we are able to stand so it can have its perfect work, that we won't be caught up in things, God, that we shouldn't be caught up with, that we won't be doing things, God, that's not pleasing unto you. Because, Lord, you said, God, that you will make a way of escape. And so, God, we thank you for making a way of escape in the name of Jesus. We just give you the praise, the glory, God, because you're the God that covers us, God. But, Lord, when we're going through and we caught up in things, we can't blame it on you. We can't say, well, Lord, it's because of you that I fell down to this temptation, because he doesn't entice us with evil. And so, God, we have to be able to take a stand. We have to be, when we see the way of escape that you have made for us, we have to take that way, God, that we won't be going backwards instead of forward, God, that the lust won't take over, God, that we won't be standing in the midst of sin, because, Lord God, we don't want to fall, but we know you are forgiving, God. We know that we could come to you and we can repent and ask for forgiveness of our sins, God. But, Lord, we have to, by faith, know now that it's time to keep growing in you and not falling down to the same thing, God. But knowing, God, that you're there and you care for us, because you said you care about everything in our life, God. So I pray, God, as we begin to grow this year in 2025, that we don't have to look back at those things, God, that was a stumbling block, that had us keep going around in circles and circles and circles. Well, we don't have to be there no more, God. So we thank you, God, for looking out for us. We thank you, God, for being there, God. So when our faith comes through, it has its perfect work, that it came through with all flying colors, that we're able to say that you're Lord, you rule, you reign, even over our life, because we have to surrender our life to you. Because, Lord, you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and that the good gift comes, God. You said we have to first seek you. You said we'll seek you, seek the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added. And, God, there are things that's added unto us, but they're not our God. You're our God, and we thank you, God, that if we make you first, and put you first, God, and that we stand in the midst of looking, God, at what time, where should we be standing in you? In righteousness. So, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, for all that you're doing for your people, God. I thank you and praise you, God, for answering prayers, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you because we know that you're the only God that answers according to your word. So we give you praise and glory and honor for answering us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, because sometimes struggling comes, sometimes disappointment comes, Lord. Sometimes we're in a battle for our life. But we know, God, if we bring it to you because you care for us and we put all our cares on you, God, that you'll work the situation out, that you'll solve the problem. Sometime, Lord, you'll send us the answer, even in a dream. You allow us to know, go in this direction. Why? Because we acknowledge you in all our ways. We have to acknowledge you so you can direct our path in the right path in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, because you're directing us in the right way. So we'll be able to honor you and give you praise and be able to minister to other people, but it's nothing standing in our way. Because, Lord, we know the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so, God, we thank you for eternal life. That's what we're striving for, God. Because we know once we leave here, we have nothing else to say. So we have to say it while we're on this side, God. We have to learn how to live right. Because, Lord, you want us in holiness, in right standing. And so, God, thank you for another opportunity and another chance to get it right in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you for leadership. I pray, God, Lord, that you will continue to minister, Lord, to Bishop and Sister Lenore, that you will continue to give them a word for 2025. That we'll continue to grow in you, that we'll continue to learn about you, that we'll study our word, that we'll come to learn your word, God, in our life. So when someone, Lord, comes to give us words that's not of you, God, we'll know that we're not led away into something that's not real. But we know what we have in you, and we hold on by faith. And so, God, you said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Help us to continue to hear the word of God in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you for all what you're doing for your people, God. I thank you, Lord, as the fast is coming to an end, that you're continuing to answer your people. You're continuing to show them that you're real, that you rule, that you reign, and you got us covered in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the bloodshed covering. I thank you, God, because you're an awesome God, and you love us, and you care about every little thing in our lives. I thank you for covering our children, God, our grandchildren. Lord, I thank you for covering the saints in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that you'll continue to answer them according to your word. For you said it should not come back void, but it accomplished what we sent it to do. So, God, I thank you that your word is accomplishing itself in our life. And I give you the praise, God. I give you the glory, God, because you're worthy. And so, God, I thank you that we have the opportunity stand before you to ask of you the need that's in our lives, because you said that you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, you said that you was looking for an intercessor and you couldn't find one. God, I thank you that your people are intercessors on today, that they are standing in the gap for one another, that they are crying out for one another. I thank you, God, for the strength that you give us even in the middle of the night when you wake us up to pray for somebody. We don't have to know the situation. Just begin to cry out and pray in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you and I praise you on today. I pray, God, that every need on this line is met. I pray, God, that healing will take place because, God, you said about your stripes, we are healed. You are the God that healeth thee. And so we thank you that your word is a healing unto our spirit, man, a healing, God, on the inside. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance that's taking place in our life, God, that we're no longer doing things we shouldn't be doing, but we're doing things according to the word, according to your calling us to holiness. And so, God, I just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And God, I call it done by faith. I seal it under the blood. And I thank you and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, Sister Cynthia. Thank you for your intercessory prayer. Thank you for your love that you give us each and every day that you're on the prayer line. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise his name for you. And we pray that your health is well. We also pray for Sister Rachel's continual health to be well. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we are asking for those that can to sow a seed today, a financial seed. No matter how big or small, if you can sow a seed for those that are joining us and for those that may have to leave at this time, you can sow your seed to our Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. Or you can text to give, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. That's 216-446-1209. You can also go to our website, ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You can also give us a prayer request, anything that you may want us to pray for. We are praying on this prayer line. We are interceding for you and your behalf. You can also upload your one-minute GPS that's guiding people to salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Our believer's declaration states, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. If you want to stay connected to our ministry, all you have to do is text the word maximize to 55444. Only once. Just text the word maximize to 55444. Only once, and you will receive our email messages on a regular basis in the name of Jesus. Our mission statement is, we are a church in the cities impacting the world. We are a construction site for the family, a university for success, and a people vowing to praise his name. Thank you, Jesus, for our fast. It's coming up on the 19th. We'll be ending our fast before the feast. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And for those that feel like they want to keep on pushing on into the end of the month, I encourage you to do so in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're going to move right on to our own Pastor Terry Buckner. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God is good. Prayer is good this morning. My God, my God. Saints is praying. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Oh, Lord. One thing I heard this morning, I believe it was Sister Rachel, said one side of the world is burning and the other side is freezing. Man, that's God. God is doing something. I don't actually know what it is. I know part of it is trying to bring us into a place of unity, to a place of peace. And we find that peace in Christ Jesus. And we all need peace. We all need peace when we sleep, peace when we awoke, peace at work, at home. You just need peace. And I'm praying for all the brothers, the sisters of the body of Christ, all our partners across the land, from all over, from the east side, the west side, the north side, the south, praying for our brothers and our sisters. In the name of Jesus, I got some brothers on this list. I want to pray for the brothers, Brother Mike and Brother Elvis and Brother Terry and Brother LC and Brother Sean, Brother Cornelius and Brother Daryl and Brother Bernard, Tyshawn, Marquise, James, David, Levi, Rick, Stan, Ty, Shannon, Dre, Cleo. Hope I didn't miss any. Just brothers that are just come across my mind. Just brothers, we just want to pray for them, for unity, for strength. And I pray that peace of God will be upon each of those young men in the name of Jesus. They continue their walk with Christ Jesus. Amen. Continuing their walk with Christ Jesus. In Colossians, the third chapter. Of course, this is Paul writing another epistle. And Paul says in verse 12, he said, since God chose you to be the holy people, he loves you. You must clothe yourself in tender-hearted mercies. Clothe yourself in kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive one another who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself in love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. As members of one body, you are called to live in peace and then always be thankful. My God, I like the way Paul is. Always be thankful, but it's hard to be thankful if you're not in peace. My God, in the name of Jesus. He said, clothe yourself, people of God, clothe yourself in tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, meaning that when you get up in the morning, have a mindset to be kind and merciful, remaining in humility, remaining in gentleness, remaining in patience. In order to do that, you need the peace of God to be inside of you. You don't need to be angry. You don't need to be bitter. You don't need to be fussing and fighting. No. Christ led the perfect example. I ain't see Christ go around getting into it with folks. I ain't see Christ going around backbiting folks. You never saw Christ murmuring or complaining or pointing his fingers. No, I might have seen Peter get a little offended at times, but not Christ. I'm talking about Christ. He had the peace of God that remained in his heart at all times. And that was just a wonderful thing. We thank you. We're still praying for everyone that's on our list, that God will give them total healing. Those that are in nursing homes, those that are in facilities, rehab facilities, that God would bless them and heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. Mother Goodman, we're praying for Mother Buchanan and Mother Clark and Sister Izzy. I'll have my list, but Rosemary Peterson, all those who have lost loved ones throughout this season that are grieving still for their past, for their family. We praying for them in the mighty name of Jesus and asking God to uphold them and be with them and put the peace of God in their heart in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you have already done in our lives. We thank you for the peace that you give on a daily basis. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you give us peace at home and peace at the workplace and peace in the neighborhood, peace when we're doing business matters and business affairs. We thank you, Lord, for that peace right now, peace that passeth all understanding, my God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up bitterness. We bind up anger. We bind up hatred. We bind up anything discord, anything that will come up against the people of God and the knowledge of the things of God. We bind up those spirits right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As we speak peace right now to our brothers and our sisters, as we speak peace right now in the business relationship, as we speak peace right now at the workplace, as we speak peace right now in the neighborhood, as we speak peace to our neighbors, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, then we can be thankful. Then we can praise it. Then we can raise up holy hands. We can put hands in the victory position in the mighty name of Jesus, because the peace of God is all on us. It's all on us. It's in our thought pattern. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we walk, it's all over us, the peace of God. Oh, we just speak peace right now. We believe God for peace in the situation. We believe God for peace over in California where the wildfires are going. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace over where there's a war. My God, where there's a war over in the Middle East, we speak peace in that situation right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace over in the north where it's freezing temperatures. We speak peace right now. We speak comfort and joy right now in the name of Jesus. We speak forgiveness right now in the atmosphere. We speak those who are in need of forgiveness, that God will forgive them and their brethren will forgive them in the name of Jesus, as Christ has forgiven us, my God, in Jesus' mighty name. We don't want to forget at one time we were without peace. We were without forgiveness. We were without love and joy and gentleness and humility and kindness. Oh, but God stepped in and turned our situation around for the good. And we thank you. We thank you for that peace right now. We speak peace to all the little ones as they go to and fro from school. There'll be peace on the bus. There'll be peace on the route to school. We speak peace to all the travelers on the land, that they will slow down, be alert, no accidents today. We speak peace right now on the way to work, on the way to school, on the way to the job. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to just come before you once again and to say thank you, and to say thank you for the peace. Say thank you for the peace right now. We thank you for the fast right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you for all prayers that are went forth right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the answers that you have already answered. We thank you for the answers that are on the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for every request, every petition. We thank you. We thank you that it is sent forth in peace. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate everything that you do for us. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you and we appreciate you, Lord. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. We say thank you. We thank you, Lord, we have peace because we see the direction and the path that you have taken for us. My God, we just hold on to your hand and always remember that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Because when the Lord is your shepherd, you're in peace. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to worry about the direction. You go to direction as the Savior is going. You go to direction as the shepherd is going in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the daily word that has been spoken over us on a daily basis. We thank you. We thank you for that word because it increases our faith. We thank you. We thank you that our faith will fail not. Oh, we thank you. That's why we have peace in our heart. Oh, because we have the word of God in our heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We appreciate it so much in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for, Lord, what days when you tell us to just be still and know that you're God. Oh, be still and know, just wait on God. Just wait on God. And while we're waiting on you, Lord, we're uplifting your hands. We're praising you. And we're giving you all the glory, the honor, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We pray for the unsaved loved ones right now, those that don't know you in a special way. We pray for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for all those who are out in these elements. We pray, Lord, that in some kind of way you will send food. You will send food. Please, Jesus, send them food. Send them a comforter. Send them some warmth. My God, let them get out of the elements and begin to get in some shelter. Thank you for those that are in shelters. Thank you for those that are in rehab centers. And we pray that the peace of God is in those places, giving them what they need. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We pray and we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. I've been out there in the West Coast, beginning to cease all those fires and to turn that whole situation around. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace, Lord. Speak peace to the nation, to all those politicians. We speak peace, Lord. We speak peace and pray that they will do the right thing. Pray that they will be spirit-led, led by Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we don't speak any war. We speak peace today. We say thank you. We say thank you for allowing us to come together one more time. Hallelujah. One more time to come together with the brothers and the sisters in Christ and join together in the spirit of unity. Oh, we thank you for the spirit of unity in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we appreciate it. We appreciate this, the time that you've given us to just call on your name, to sing praises unto your name. Oh, you're good, you're wonderful, and you're kind. And we thank you. We thank you. One of the people of God to stay humble, and remain in his peace, in his steadfast love. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. We thank you, people of God. We thank you for our pastor, Lenore, and of course our Bishop Clark. We thank you. We pray that they're given the needed rest they need and the needed strength to continue to go on. We speak peace over them right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you all, brothers and sisters. We turn it back over to our host, doing a good job, Minister Andre. We appreciate you. Love you. God bless you.
Amen, Pastor Bruckner. We love you as well. We thank you for speaking peace over the people. We thank you for your prayer. We also are praying for the men's fellowship. We thank you for your steadfastness with the men, working with the men, and coming and gathering us together and teaching us about salvation. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. He is so good. Now it's almost time for the prayer service to end. Dang, this hour seemed like it went real fast. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of us. We ask that you have your way this morning in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Sister Rachel was first as a prayer lead, and she came from Psalms 138, verse 7. And some of her bullet points in her prayer was, take time to rest in who God is. That's take time to rest in who God is. Then she said, Jesus paid the price for us while we were unsaved. Sister Cynthia, she came from James chapter 1, I guess verse 2 through 4, and her bullet point was, hold on to your faith. And don't look back in the name of Jesus. We ain't trying to look back. We're trying to press forward today. Thank you, Lord. A course, Pastor Butler spoke on peace over the people, and we thank him for that, coming out of Colossians 3:15. I am Minister Andre Jeffrey, for those that are just joining us, and I'm coming out of 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7 from the NIV, and it reads, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word and sanctify the hearts and minds of all those that believe. In the book of Peter, the apostle Peter is writing to the scattered Jewish Christians who are undergoing intense persecution for their faith. He is encouraging them to imitate Christ through a submissive spirit towards God and one another. If they do, God will richly reward them when the trial of life are over. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you this morning, Lord. We ask that you have your way today, Lord Jesus, in each and every one of our lives, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord Jesus. Not our will, Lord, but let thy will be done. Lord, first, Lord Jesus, I would like to thank you for the ceasefire and the hostage releasing taking place in the Middle East. We are praying that these negotiations will be long-lasting in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the humanitarian aid being given in the Middle East and in America for those that are in need. Help them, Lord Jesus, as only you can. Help them, Lord Jesus. Deliver, Lord Jesus. Set free right now, Lord. Have your way in their lives, Lord Jesus. Put your hand of protection on them, Lord. Lord, we are praying for those that are suffering with sickness and disease, especially those that we are connected to personally, Lord. You know who they are, Lord Jesus. You know what they stand in need of from you, Jesus. Work a miracle in their lives, Lord Jesus. We rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus, Lord. We rebuke all the stroke victims that's going on, Lord Jesus. Lord, bring healing, Lord Jesus. We're speaking it right now, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Bring them back, Lord Jesus. Restore, Lord Jesus, as only you can. We cover them in your blood right now, Lord, for we know by your stripes they are healed, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, for your healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we calling it done, Lord. In your name, Jesus, we calling it done. Now, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being born again, Lord. Thank you for baptizing us in your wonderful name. Thank you for filling us with your spirit, Lord. Making us sons and daughters, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for being that chief cornerstone, Lord, helping us, Lord, to align our lives vertically with God and horizontally with one another. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I praise your holy name. We cast all our cares upon you, Lord. Lord, we submit to your authority and to those you have given rule over us. Lord, we know those who live godly will suffer persecution. But we know if we suffer with you, we will reign with you. Lord, we thank you for your divine training this morning, Lord. Thank you for your discipline that you're making us to be disciples with, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're helping us to imitate you in the name of Jesus. We are your ambassadors this morning, Lord, on this earth, Lord. Lord, help us not to grumble, but help us to grow in the midst of our difficulties. In your mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let it be done, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your mighty hand this morning, Lord. Thank you for shielding and protecting us, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord, Jesus is only you, Lord, that's keeping the fowler away from us, Lord. We know that it's only you, Lord Jesus, that's given us the victory today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we know that men and women are the hands of God. Bless your holy name. Finally, Lord, we are praying for our government officials. Speak to their hearts, Lord Jesus, and strengthen their hands to overcome evil with your divine goodness, Lord. We thank you for all our spiritual leaders, Lord, especially our Bishop Eric and Pastor Lenora Clark and all those that serve under him. I pray that we all have a personal revival right now, Jesus. Revive us, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord. Give us that personal revival that we need. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. In your mighty name, Jesus, let it be done. Lord, if there was ever a time we needed a Savior, it is now. Save, Lord. Save, Lord, hear our cry. Let the King of Kings hear our cry. In the name of Jesus, let the church say amen. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for another day, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All praise,
Lord. Glory, glory.
We magnify you today, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. We ended a bit early today, but we thank everybody for joining us today. I would ask you to remember these as well in your prayers. Remember Latoya, having surgery or had her surgery. Remember Sister Gail for strength. Also remember Karima having her surgery on Friday. This Friday coming up, that's tomorrow, y'all. So keep her in your prayers that everything goes well for her, that the surgeons steady their hands, and that those that are working with him give him the proper assist that he needs in the name of Jesus. We are praying for Mercedes, as well as Sheila Seats. I believe that's right, Sheila Seats. All right, our bishop will be coming on in about 5 minutes. If y'all can join us on the Daily Bread, remember to join us there at 9 o'clock and get the rich word of God. And for those that are just joining us, we're asking if you can sow a seed. Remember to sow financially. $ Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark. You can also text to give. Wait a minute, let me get my notes again. You can also text to give at 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org and give your offering there and give your prayer request again. Once again, I say we are looking, or if you're interested in becoming a host or a prayer lead, you can also call us at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. All right, I'm going to unmute the line so we can say goodbye to everyone. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.